It's Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative, roots, and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews, and music. Right here on 98.9 FM in Brisbane and around the many nations now called Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. My name is Paddy McHugh, and as always, I'm here with my compadre, Jen Myers. Hey, Jen.
Hey, Paddy. How you going?
Very well, thank you. Well, Jen, we're going to start, as we always do, by stopping to acknowledge the Jagera people as the traditional owners of the land of West End in Brisbane, where this show is recorded.
We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
And what a show we have today. We've got a fantastic guest, Toowoomba based, but Brisbane originally, singer-songwriter Sue Ray. Yeah, fantastic live performance and interview, which we'll get into a little bit later. Mm-hmm. And we're going to theme the show all around the song that she plays for us, which you'll hear shortly. And it's all about infidelity, cheating. Hey, when I was younger, Jen, one of my favorite TV shows was Cheaters. Did you ever get into that show?
I think I watched a few episodes of Cheaters in my time. It's like a car crash. It's hard not to look away when you scroll through the TV and there it comes on.
It's amazing.
Oh, just people. Just
yeah. I want to clarify, not the cheating that's amazing. I loved it when they got their comeuppance and when they got SmackDown. That was great.
Yeah, karma.
Exactly.
She comes and gets you.
All right, look, we'll jump straight into it. What's our first song along this theme, Jen? What do you got for us?
Yeah, I reckon we got to take it back to the old school with the first cheating song, Your Cheating Heart, Hank Williams.
All right, here we go.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep. But sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Thank you.
You told me this, you told me that. You tried to tell me where it was at. You said you loved me, I can't see through that. You left me hanging, hanging from the limb. You said you loved me, then you left with him. Lord, you did it to me, I see it in your eyes.
Was one of my all-time favorites, J.J. Cale with his tune Lies. And next up, we have a live interview this week on Three Chords and the Truth with singer-songwriter Sue Ray with her song, I Would Never Do That.
You make me a reformed believer. My head in the clouds, I'm a 9-to-5 dreamer. You bring out the good side in me, but baby, that's not enough. I've weathered the storm over and over, every time you knock on my door. You're not alone, she waits for you at home. Maybe for her that's enough. Maybe for her that's enough. I would never do that to another woman. I would never do that to her heart. Message I'm sending, there's no happy ending, so I let myself take the fall. And you owe me nothing at all. If I go down path laid before me, I'll never be lonesome, but I will never be free. You offer guilty pleasures, all of life's treasures, but baby, that's not enough. For me, that's not enough. 'Cause I would never do that. Ain't another woman, I would never do that to her heart. The message I'm sending is no happy ending, so I let myself take the fall. And you I would never do that to her heart. The message I'm sending is no happy ending, so I let myself take the fall. And you owe me nothing at all. I let myself take the fall. And you owe me nothing at all.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, and you just heard Sue Ray live here at the 98.9 FM studios with the song I Would Never Do That, but it was going to be called I Would Never Do That to Another Woman, but it's too long.
It is too long, but then I Would Never Do That leaves it open for kind of interpretation, but yeah.
Isn't that the Meatloaf song as well? No, that's Do That.
It's I Won't Do That.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
it's
right.
A bit different, but hey, I don't know. I don't mind the reference.
Look, yeah, nothing wrong with Meatloaf.
Nothing wrong with Meatloaf.
Hey, look, it's obvious what that song's about. But I think it's a little bit different. Most songs about cheating that you hear in country music are glorifying cheating. It's kind of this thing that people sort of say, oh, it's, you know, it's something that happens. It just is done. Yeah. But that's different. Your song's a bit different.
You listen to so many of the old songs. I mean, there's versions from both sides. There's like the old Tammy Wynette songs are like, you know, you've left me and for her and what's she got that I don't have. So there's that version of a cheating song. And then there's other songs from that era which are like, I'll wait for you forever and I'll wait till you leave her because I know our love is special, you know, like, so there's kind of both sides of the coin in country music, and that never sat right with me because I'm a bit conservative.
Look, I'm going to ask a question. You can tell me to piss off. Have you ever been cheated on? Is that what sort of, you know, is it something that you've experienced?
Well, yeah, I've actually lived through it and with a friend. So, you know, I had a friend screwing around with my boyfriend and, yeah, that wasn't really, it wasn't very nice to go through because everyone involved kind of got hurt, so it wasn't really nice. But that wasn't the sort of the reason for that song because it kind of came up. I was in a songwriting session actually with a local songwriter, Michael David Thomas. We co-wrote that song. And he's so funny, and we just seemed to write really easily together, and we'd been having a jam, and he said, oh, I better go, my girlfriend might get jealous. And I said, oh, I would never do that to another woman. And he just went, oh, my God, Sue, that's it. That's a country song right there. And so within 10 minutes, we just pumped it out. The whole song just came out. We didn't even really discuss it. We just started playing, and words were coming out, and we were just – and then I Would Never Do That to Another Woman became the chorus because it's like – the premise is kind of like a guy sniffing around. This girl's, him have sort of started seeing each other, but then she finds out, that's the first verse. It's like, oh, yeah, you make me feel so wonderful. And then it's like, but hang on, I just found out you've got a girlfriend. Well, I would never do that to another woman. Go away. So, and that's then the next verse is where she's kind of deciding, should I do this? Should I? And then it's like, nah, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, look, I think it's an important thing. I don't know. I don't have anything to base this on, but I think maybe cheating is becoming more frequent these days, maybe.
I think it's just sort of not frowned upon anymore because if you watch any TV show now, all these reality TV shows like, you know, like that Married at First Sight and stuff, it's just all constant. You just look at the cover of any magazine, it's so-and-so's dating so-and-so now, but she was supposed to be dating so-and-so and he was dating so-and-so. And it's just, I think the younger kids today particularly, they don't really have any good solid TV shows to fall back on that have a nice, like, I grew up with Seventh Heaven, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Very,
and,
very.
You know, a lot of the 60s shows where it was the normal, you know, the model of the father and the mum and the kids, and Roseanne was like my favourite show because it was quite realistic, but they stuck through the thick and thin.
Yeah.
So many shows today and even just real life, people can just get divorced on a dime. You look at the celebrities, one minute they're married to this guy and having a kid to this guy, and the next minute they're married to this person and having a kid to this person, and I just think that disposability of relationships is just kind of what's been shown to kids today. So it's not really their fault not even kids. I mean, people my age, it creeps in. Eventually your own morals that you've had for years can start to disintegrate when you're constantly shown the concept that, yeah, it's okay just to screw around, just get on Tinder and swipe right and find someone else. It doesn't matter. People are disposable.
Yeah, look, I agree with that. I think it's sort of, you know, it has become sort of normalised. Mm-hmm. And I personally think that it's a bad thing. Like I have written a song about a similar subject matter myself. And I think if you're going to make a commitment to somebody, I think, and often this cheating is written off as just something that men do. You know, it's a manly thing. It's something that, like, it's an urge
but
that can't be controlled.
I know a lot of girls that do it.
That's right.
It's more discreet. Men tend to just dive in and just in the heat of the moment and do things and then go, oh, I'm sorry. Whereas girls are probably a bit more conniving about it and just don't get caught as often. But I think everyone does it.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I just don't see any way to justify it. Really, this is just me. I personally sort of abhor it. I think it's terrible. And if you're gonna make a commitment to someone, I think it's important that you should.
Well, after my experience, every guy I've dated since like the start, I just say, hey, if it gets to a point where you're just not interested in me anymore and you want someone else, just say so and end it. Just please don't drag me through that crap, because it's just so defeating and really bad for your self-esteem, because you automatically put it on yourself and think, what did I do wrong? Or was I not good enough? Was I not pretty enough? Was I not funny enough? Was I not giving enough? When really it's not about that. Sometimes I think because they're taught that relationships have to be fun all the time, that when all of a sudden it gets real and not fun, they seek out someone that's new and fun.
Yes.
And it isn't actually about you. It's just about the fact that you've moved into a phase that's not fun anymore or not as fun and jovial. So then they go, oh, who's next?
Yeah.
And I think, that, you know, you shouldn't take it personally, but you can't help it. So I just say to people up front now, but it still happens. You know, at my age now, I've got friends that have been married a couple of times, and so many of us will sit around at lunch and have a coffee and like, oh, my boyfriend cheated on me, or so-and-so did this. And I think, oh, it just sucks.
Yeah.
How can we stop it, Patty?
You write good songs like you've written and
thank you.
Put it out there. Give people an alternative.
And I always tell the story at gigs too. I always go, home girls, stick together. Doesn't matter how nice or good looking a guy is. Like, just if he's got a lady at home, just send him home. There's plenty of fish
on Tinder.
It's just like, go out there and find another one.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it takes two to tango as well.
Does.
You know? Like, and a lot of people who enter into these sort of cheating relationships are quite aware that, you know, there's somebody else in the picture, but I suppose they don't care. But
I know girls that I've got friends that have literally sought out men that are married because they almost feel like it makes them more special if the guy cheats on a woman. Oh, I must be extra hot, or I must be extra special, or it does something for their ego to get another woman's man. It's, I don't know what it is about that. I've never quite understood that concept. I find it quite gross, but yeah, some women just like that.
No, well, look, well, thank you for writing a different narrative.
Thank you for having me.
It's refreshing.
Yes, well, yeah, hopefully there's people out there that will appreciate it and resonate with it. And if someone else out there is considering cheating, maybe they'll listen to it and go, oh, you know what, maybe I should go home to my lady.
That's a good swipe left.
Swipe left.
Geez, I love that gal, Sue Ray. Next up is her track, Lucky You.
I got drunk and you got lucky. You don't have to call me honey. I don't even recall your first name. Oh. That don't matter to me, baby. Cause tomorrow it can wait. And tonight you'll be the one to get me through.
Take it away, Dave.
Thank you.
cried my way back home. My good Lord, she turned me sideways in the end. And I will never let nobody do me twice what she done wrong. Do me once, shame on you, I'll be gone. Fool me once and I'll be gone. I'm gonna leave my house and home. I'm gonna go out on the road and sing my songs. I might find a love sometime, I might even walk the line. But fool me once, shame on you, I'll be gone. Trick me into thinking that you love me for a while. You can make me think your love was really real. But I will read between the lines before you shine your plastic smile. And when I do, I will run for miles and miles. Fool me once and I'll be gone. Songs. I might find a love sometime, I might even walk the line. But fool me once, shame on you, I'll be
You're listening to Three Chords and the Truth. That last tune was called Fool Me Once from Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real.
And we're doing songs all about infidelity today.
Uh-huh. Watch out now.
Cheaters, beware.
Uh-huh.
The next one is called The One That Got Away by the Civil Wars.
Killer.
I never meant for this to mean a thing. Well, I wish you were the one, wish you were the one that got away. I got caught up by the chase. I wish you were the one, wish you were the one. just out of your reach. Begging for the slightest pledge.
Tune to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Myers.
All right, Jen Myers,
mm-hmm.
we're doing this show all about cheating.
Yep.
And I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Sue earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you
yeah.
may tell me to piss off if it's too
yeah, no.
personal. Have you ever been cheated on?
Yes, I have been cheated on. A few times. In fact, I used to carry around like just serious trust issues. Like
because of it?
Because of it, yeah.
yeah.
I just got to the point where I was like, I just can't find someone who's going to be as loyal to me as I'm going to be to them. And what's funny is I married my husband, Ash, and that was 15 years ago, and I've never strayed in our marriage. You know, I've had my eye on a few. Like I was like, wow. That person's really cool.
I think that's pretty natural.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure Ash has too. I'm sure there's been, you know, someone that caught his eye every once in a while. But what's funny is I cheated the only time in my life I've ever cheated. I kissed somebody when I was with somebody else.
Okay.
I ended up calling the other person I was with the next day after the kiss and broke up and was guilty and, you know, just really badly affected by it, sick to my stomach with myself, with yeah. my own bad behavior. And that someone I kissed is the man I'm married to.
Well.
That's literally the only time I've ever stepped out on someone.
Well,
I ended up marrying Ash.
Wow. Well, it's, you know, okay, everyone always like writes off cheating and it's bad. And I earlier said it and I still stand by it. I don't think
yeah.
it's a good thing. But however, look at Johnny and June. Didn't Johnny Cash cheat on his wife to be with June Carter?
He did.
And then look what happened there.
Yep.
So maybe, oh my God, I could get crucified for this. Maybe it sometimes can be justified.
I think the thing is when you're in a relationship and it stops working, like Sue said.
Yes.
If it stops working, the best thing for you to do is to, you know,
own it.
Own it, communicate that,
yep.
and move on.
Yeah.
Because it just pulls through people through the muck and the mire if you don't.
Absolutely.
And that was me with Ash, you know, like I met Ash, we became very good friends, and one night he kissed me and I definitely liked it. And I kissed him back and I called my long-term boyfriend and I was like, I'm sorry, we're done. I can't, I've fallen in love with someone else and I can't.
Yeah.
And I felt like the worst person in the world at that point. And I knew that my boyfriend at the time needed me to be the worst person in the world in his mind so that he could get over me.
Yeah.
It was good for him to hate me, you know? And, you know, he's got his own life and I've got Ash and it was not a bad decision.
Mm.
It was the best way I could have handled it given the circumstance.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that story, yeah. June Carter.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Anytime.
Look, we're doing songs about infidelity and cheating. We've got to go with Jolene, one of the most classic, iconic country tunes that is in this sort of area, this theme.
Yeah.
But we're going to mix it up. Jen, what are we doing?
We're going to play the Wilson Pickers version of Jolene, which is pretty darn cool if you ask me.
Yeah.
You.
Just because you can't. that love could be so strong. It could ever make me think about leaving home. I can't help myself, your love about to drive me mad. But one more night like last night, I might have to pack my bag and leave home, boy.
You're listening to Three Chords and the Truth, and that was Bonnie Raitt, Acting a Fool, chasing that forbidden fruit with her tune, About to Make Me Leave Home.
Thank you for that, Jen Myers.
You're welcome, buddy.
My name is Patty McHugh, and the next song is I'll Live and I'll Die by Dan Parsons.
Woo, it's a good song. Oh.
Got that look so pretty and free. We both got lovers waiting patiently. And I know that you're a lot older than me. So I'll live and I'll die with that possibility. And I often wonder, I look at you,
If you're thinking what I'm thinking, even though it's taboo, and I know it's wrong, but I feel it's so true. So I'll live and I'll die, and you won't have a clue. Got it covered, I'm walking away. Then I'm reminded of things that you say. So I'll live and I'll die with it all in my brain. Now I got these words and you got your man. If I cannot have you, I guess I'll pretend. They tell me I'm happy, don't fuck with the plan. So I'll live and I'll die, and we'll try to be friends.
What a song. We were both just fist pumping to that. That was amazing.
Singing out loud in the studio. That song is one of my favorites. Yep.
Amazing.
Dan Parsons, good job.
Well done. Now, Jen Myers, it's your and my favorite part of the show.
Oh, it is shout out time.
You've got it. That's right. And this week's shout out, we are going to send out to all the mob listening in Nanup in Western Australia.
Coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
Next up on our show about infidelity is Justin Townsend with Ain't Glad I'm Leaving.
Will I take my time and coming? Take my time and leaving. If you ask me why I'm going, tell you when it's needed. Well, you know why. Can never be what you need. If you ain't glad I'm leaving, girl, you know you ought to be. Because I lie, I cheat, I gamble, and I steal from any man. Well, from Georgia to Los Angeles and Texas up to Maine, I'm a wanted man.
keep it on the move, it's just my way.
Leon Russell and Elton John with the tune "If It Wasn't for Bad."
That was funky as.
That is funky. It's kind of starts off weird, and then it gets funky, and then it goes back to all this piano stuff. Leon Russell was a guy that was, you know, doing new things and
yeah, he was definitely
music.
Pushing the boundaries, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
In a good way.
In a great way.
And he had damn good style too.
He was funky. He was from New Orleans.
Oh, so, okay, of course. Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he palled around a lot with Willie Nelson, so there was a lot of, yeah.
Okay, yeah. He reminds me somewhat of John Cleary. There seems to be a crossover there. I know they're both piano men from New Orleans, yeah. So.
But he plays piano and guitar and, you know, played in, used to play with the band a lot and do, Leon Russell, funky style. Look him up.
Awesome.
The images on Google are fantastic.
Oh, look, that... Jen brings us to the end of yet another show.
Yeah.
I would like to thank Sue Ray, our guest this week.
Sue Ray is awesome. Thanks, Sue.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she is.
as a person, as a musician, and all-round superstar.
Yep.
Amazing.
Fantastic gal.
Look, if you're enjoying the show, we would encourage you to jump onto social media, your Instagram, Facebook, whatever it may be.
Yep.
And throw us a like or follow us, whatever the kids do.
Yep.
And join in the fun, because we post a lot of stuff about what we're doing, the interview's coming up, the show's coming up, and occasional giveaways and things like that. So.
Yeah, and feel free to send us any messages and everything like that. We like hearing from everybody out there, so please do.
Yeah. Look, well, this has been Three Chords and the Truth with Patty McHugh and Jen Myers. Jen, what's the last track we're going out on?
We're going to go out with a tune by Eric Lindell. He recorded this in Louisiana on Alligator Records. It's a song called Casanova.
All right. Catch you next week.
See you next week.
There goes that old Casanova in the big blue Nova with the mirror swinging on the dash. A stone cold lover gone undercover and they still trying to find his stand. A hot number way back in the summer of 76 and a half. A straight shooter, thief and a looter, how you never want to cross in paths. Girl, he won't let it ride now. Oh, he won't let it slide. Youth won't pass him by, him no. Real lady killer, yeah, it's cock filler. Ranking at the top of the class. A high roller, a pimp and a baller. He's showing up to get the last laugh. A straight shooter, a thief and a looter sometimes. Ain't it a crime, baby? Slide, you gon' pass him by and on. Girl, he won't let it go, child. Yeah, he's gonna let you know. You gon' pass him by and on. Him by him.